When Nagasena reaches the bodies, ragged scavengers have already begun to gather. They look at him with hostile eyes, debating whether or not to fight him for possession of the dead. He already knows they will make the wrong decision. After all, desperation makes fools of men. There are five of them. More than enough, they think, to take down one man. Two are armed with factory-stamped stubbers, the third with a custom rig that looks more dangerous to its owner than him. Two men rush him, armed only with lengths of rusted pipe and fear-born courage. Shujiki whispers from its sheath, and the first dies with his belly sliced open. Nagasena spins on his heel and brings the lethal edge down on the neck of the second. The head flies clear and crashes through a nearby window. Nagasena is moving before the first body hits the ground. Stubber fire blasts from perforated barrels. The low-grade ammo makes the gun's recoil too powerful to keep the weapon on target. Two quick cuts open the first gunner from groin to sternum. Nagasena leaps up and his sword stabs down into the hollow behind the second gunner's collarbone. It slices effortlessly through the man's heart and lungs. Nagasena twists the blade free, and a crimson geyser arcs over the wall as the man falls to his knees. The last scavenger backs away, his converted pistol held out in a shaking grip. It is a primitive thing, loud, dangerous, and intimidatingly large. Nagasena's pistol matches it in lethality, but his does not waver.
You will miss, and then I will kill you.
He sees the man's decision in his eyes, a fraction of a second before he knows it himself. Nagasena presses the firing stud on his Volkite pistol, and a searing beam flashes into existence, linking the tapered barrel and the scavenger's head. The man's skull detonates as his brain cavity is superheated and the blood, oxygen, and brain matter expand explosively. His headless corpse drops straight down and his finger tightens on the trigger. The report echoes through the streets of the petitioner's city, and Nagasena feels the distortion of the air as the shell tears past him to blow a shield-sized crater in the wall behind him. He holsters his pistol and bends to wipe the blood from Shujiki on a dead man's clothes. With the worst of it removed, Nagasena unfolds an oiled cloth and polishes the blade to a mirror finish once again. He brings the blade up and touches the tip to the end of the scabbard. He pauses, a heartbeat to honor the weapon, before sliding it home in one smooth motion. He hears angry voices behind him. Men who wear the same uniform as the Black Sentinels killed by Severian. A five-man combat squad, the brothers of these dead Sentinels. A lieutenant reaches down to a fallen warrior, and Nagasena opens his mouth to shout a warning, but it is too late. The dead man's body shifts, and the fragmentation grenades, wedged between his breastplate and the ground, roll clear. Nagasena hurls himself behind a stack of crumbling bricks as they detonate with a hard, echoing bang. Fire rolls out, and in its wake comes a storm of red-hot shrapnel. It engulfs the street, ricocheting back and forth in a flesh-shredding hurricane. The blast wave lifts the other dead bodies into the air, and grenades hidden beneath them go off in a deafening succession of secondary explosions. Nagasena puts his hands to his ears, pressing himself into a tight ball as the concussive force of the blasts punches the air from his lungs. Tumbling fragments of hot steel slice his cheek, his arm, and his neck. One embeds in Shujiki's scabbard, and he plucks the smoking metal from the lacquered wood. At last, the ringing echoes of the blast diminish as it travels outward through the streets. He sucks in a breath of physalene hot air. Blood runs down his face and from his ears. His body feels like it has been worked over by an arbiter's shock maul. Nagasena rises unsteadily to his feet, but he can see nothing of the sentinels. He weaves a path back down the street, seeing dark, wet lumps that were once human beings, scattered like butcher's offal. The smoke obscures the worst of the carnage, but not enough to keep the horror from his face. One man is still alive, Incredibly, it is the lieutenant who turned over the first grenade-rigged body. Nothing is left of him below the waist, and he stares at Nagasena with pleading, disbelieving eyes. His mouth flaps like a landed fish, trying to form words but failing in the face of such unendurable agony. Nagasena kneels beside the lieutenant and takes his hand. The lieutenant's eyes ease shut as though he is falling asleep and might soon wake. The man's hand slips from Nagasena's, who gives voice to the Jisei composed by Master Nagamitsu on the eve of his assassination.
Should this body die, and die 1,000 times over, white bones turning to dust, with or without trace of a soul, my steadfast heart is truth. Can it ever fade away?
Nagasena looks up, feeling someone's gaze upon him. Leaning from a high window of an adjacent building is a young girl, strikingly pretty, with skin so dark it puts him in mind of the salamander's legionary he saw at the preceptory. Her eyes are wide orbs of pale white, and she wears a crimson flower pinned to her green dress. She sees him looking at her and darts her head back inside. The instant their eyes meet, Nagasena sees a sure and certain truth. She has seen the Lunar Wolf.